Today's reading is in John chapter 11, starting in verse 1. John chapter 11, starting in verse 1. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother was Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." After saying these things, he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover." Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go up to him." So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." So we had left off in the end of chapter 10 with the Jews wanting to kill Jesus again, wanting to stone him, accusing him of blasphemy. And he had stated in verse 32, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me?" The evidence was there. The witnessing was there. It was all there for them to believe, but they refused. And so when he says that he's going to go to Judea again, his disciples are confused because they have just left that area because of that opposition. Now you and I know, because we have the benefit of our perspective looking back and all these things being recorded for us, that those Jews couldn't do anything to Jesus that he didn't allow them to do. That's why they were not able to stone him. That's why they were not able to capture him, arrest him, until he allowed it to be done, because it was part of the plan of God. But his disciples didn't quite understand that. They had not reached that point of faith and understanding yet. And so when he makes that statement that they would go to Judea, they're confused. And I think that leads to part of what is going on with Thomas in verse 16. But let's take a look at our section today in John chapter 11. Mary and Martha, who are clearly close to Jesus, they are one of the ones that would provide for him and his disciples whenever they had opportunity. And so they send word to him that their brother is seriously ill. They send word because they have faith that, number one, Jesus could do something about it, and number two, because of that close relationship, they thought he would do something about it. And so they sent word to him to let him know that he was seriously ill. In other words, he was on his deathbed. That's what they're worried about. And Jesus already knows this, I'm sure, because he knows all things. But he makes this statement in verse 4, "This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." That statement would seem pretty strange for one who was concerned about Lazarus. It almost seems like an uncaring attitude, but that's not what's coming from Jesus. Jesus never displays an uncaring attitude toward anybody, because he loves all. So what kind of attitude is displayed, or what thought is being displayed here? Well, it's that this is an opportunity to help people to believe, both his disciples and others. And so he says this does not lead to death. It's going to bring about God's glory. But Jesus stays 2 days longer. He stays longer because, well, he wants the opportunity to raise Lazarus from the dead. Then that's how they would have an event which would instill that belief. That's part of what John's purpose was in writing his account of the gospel, was that you may believe. See, everybody else is thinking in terms of healing, and Jesus is thinking in terms of raising from the dead. And so he's talking about a bigger event, a bigger situation to create that belief. He's already healed untold numbers of people, but now he's going to do something different. But when he does finally say, well, let's go on to Judea, his disciples are concerned about his safety and their safety. In verse 8, they said, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again? And then verse 12, when he says that Lazarus has fallen asleep, but he goes to wake him, then they say, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. In other words, if he's just fallen asleep, then you don't need to go. We don't need to go. He'll be okay. But he does tell them plainly then, Lazarus has died. And for your sake, I am glad that I was not there so that you may believe. In other words, Jesus waited those 2 days because he knew that if he got there before Lazarus died, his compassion would move him to go ahead and heal him. It's not that Jesus couldn't heal him from where he was, but I think he's just expressing this humanity's side of him at this point, that he has this emotion that would be very strong at that moment. But he wants this event to glorify God in a greater way than just healing him. So let us go to him. Well, having tried to talk him out of it twice now, that's when Thomas says, let us go also that we may die with him. They're expecting that they're going to die. That's not what's going to happen. All this is about the glory of God, and the glory of God is not going to come from the Jews being able to stone Jesus and that being the end of the story. God is glorified by the things Jesus did according to the will of God. God is glorified by the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. All of these things come under that umbrella of the glory of God. We're going to see in our next reading about the raising of Lazarus and the effect that it has upon those that see it and those even that hear about it. But out of this very difficult and very sad circumstance, God could be glorified. The Father could be glorified. And sometimes we need to accept that in order to accomplish the will of God, some things are difficult, some things are hard, some things are sad. And do we really trust him the way that we ought to? Do we trust him to be transforming us by his word and by his providence and the things that we go through and the things that he calls upon us to do? Do we trust him to carry us through these things, strengthen us so that we may handle them, and so that we may glorify him by doing his will and proclaiming him to others? God is at work in our lives every single day. When we pray to him, we're asking for him to do something for us, to be active for us. When we realize that our prayers have been answered, we see that his activity has gone on. So we should be able to make the connection then that God is at work in my life, and I need to be at work glorifying him in the way that I live that life. That's what we need to be praying for today, that we glorify him doing his will in all things. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.